The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, or good day, everyone. And welcome. An English word that I'm fond of is the word aspiration, to aspire. And I think part of the reason I like it is that from the Latin roots, French roots, it means to breathe, aspire. Is like respiration, and just like inspiration as well. They all come from this root word for breathing, and pointing to the profundity of breathing, how it's deeply connected to so many things. And to connect our aspiration, our desires, to something that's so deep and integral and deeply connected to ourselves as the breathing, contributes to this idea for me that aspiration is a positive word for desire. It's a kind of desire that is not treated as somehow wrong in Buddhism. There's a kind of simplistic understanding in Buddhism that all desires are somehow wrong or should be transcended in some way. But there's a very important place for healthy, skillful desires and aspiration to have the wish, to direct oneself towards a particular purpose and goal that comes out of the heart, the heart's wish, the heart's aspiration, the heart's calling, maybe, or stirring that it wants something, it wants something. But it's a wanting, it's a desire that because it comes from breathing, comes from a place of feeling full, comes from a place of being content and settled. It doesn't come from a sense of lack, that I don't have enough, I need more. It rather comes from, if anything, from a sense of contentment, fullness, like I have enough. And what seems to emerge in this very settled place, peaceful place, is an aspiration. And there are many that can be together or in the same person. Certainly the aspiration to somehow do good in the world is a beautiful thing. The aspiration to become free ourselves, to become free of the ways in which we're limited, the heart is shackled or contained, to become free from our attachments, our preoccupations and neurosis around me, myself, and mine. This is a phenomenally beautiful thing. And so sitting in meditation can be motivated by this aspiration. If we get settled enough, quiet enough maybe, to feel and sense that maybe at the root of where breathing begins, that there seems to be almost like a natural desire or wish or inclination towards something profound. So, to if you like this kind of language, if you don't, you can ignore it here, what I'm about to say. As you take your meditation posture, make your body your temple. Make your body the meditation center. Let your body become the sacred grove in which you go to meditate. Let this body be appreciated is what, as the field, as the territory, as the location for a deep connection to life, to oneself, to the depths of our stirring, depth of our aspiration about how to live this life. And to gently close your eyes and gently on the exhales relax your body. Might start at the top, your head and your face, relaxing, softening. Sometimes the facial muscles can hold a lot of discontent, wanting things to be different. Then to relax those muscles of discontent, muscles of anxiety. And letting the relaxation descend into your shoulders, softening, gentling the shoulders. And to then moving down to the chest, heart and the solar plexus area. Relax, soften. Sensing deep inside the torso to what can be relaxed and softened there. And moving the relaxation down into the belly. Softening in the belly. Down into the hips and the legs. Softening. And perhaps a final relaxation that's global throughout the body, releasing any holding in your body. And then feeling your way into your body deep inside to maybe where breathing begins or where aspiration arises from the depth of here. Letting there be an aspiration, connecting to whatever your aspiration is here and now, about how to be present. Aspiration of what to actualize in terms of being present directly, being free of attachments and fear. The aspiration to let the heart be free, the mind at peace, here and now. And with the word aspiration, meaning etymologically to breathe, perhaps you can allow a gentle aspiration to be present, to be free, to let go, to be there with every breath. Breathing in and breathing out. as you're here in the present moment the best you can, being mindful, being present for what is. You're breathing in and breathing out. Let there be an aspiration to be present. Connect to, find an aspiration that supports you in wanting to be present here and now. Perhaps so you can be connected to something that takes you to the depths of your life. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to imagine that as you exhale, your exhale, the exhaling breath, carries with it whatever wishes you have for the world. And if those wishes are wishes of ill will, you'll spread seeds of ill will that will sprout all over. But if you breathe out goodwill, those will be the seeds that you'll spread across this world. Perhaps in some deep place inside, below all the layers of challenging feelings and experiences you've had, maybe there's a place that you have goodwill for this world, where you aspire to spread goodwill around everywhere, perhaps as seeds. So as you exhale, may these words that I speak as I speak these words, may your exhale carry your goodwill, your aspiration for goodness in this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And may everything your breath touches, may it receive your well-wishing. Thank you.